From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Three blasts near hotels in Baghdad, Iraq today killed at least 24 people and wounded more. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro rushed to one of the sites, the Hamra Hotel, which is popular with Western journalists.
I'm standing right in front of the Hamra Hotel, and there is a very large crater. There are demolished houses with rescue workers digging through, and there are frankly bits of blood and bodies scattered throughout the area, littered amongst the mangled cars. This was quite a powerful explosion, it seems, and it has done damage to the Hamra Hotel and to the surrounding houses.
That's NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Baghdad, where there have been three large explosions. Crews are searching for survivors and bodies after an Ethiopian Airlines flight plunged into the Mediterranean Sea this morning. So far, they have found at least 24 bodies. The plane crashed shortly after taking off in stormy weather from the Beirut, Lebanon airport. It carried 90 people and was bound for Addis Ababa. Lebanese President Michael Suleiman says sabotage is not suspected. Investigators have started their work. Here's reporter Don Duncan with more on the story from Beirut.
Ethiopian Airlines Flight 409 crashed shortly after takeoff at 2:30 local time this morning. The plane was carrying 54 Lebanese and 22 Ethiopians. Other passengers included two Britons, as well as Canadian, Russian, Iraqi and Syrian nationals. The French embassy has confirmed that the wife of the French ambassador to Lebanon was also on the plane. Rescue efforts are being coordinated by Lebanon, the UK, Cyprus and UN peacekeepers. But they've been hampered by stormy weather and rough seas off the Lebanese coast. Ethiopian Airlines said that it has sent a team to Beirut to investigate the crash. Prime Minister Saad Hariri declared today a national day of mourning. For NPR News, I'm Don Duncan in Beirut.
A Chicago man accused of planning an attack on a Danish newspaper is scheduled to appear in court today. Chicago Public Radio's Susie Ahn reports.
Tahawar Hussein Rana is one of two men accused of plotting an attack on a Danish newspaper that printed cartoons offensive to many Muslims. He's also one of four men indicted in Chicago for planning the 2008 attacks in Mumbai, India that killed more than 160 people. Rana is set to be arraigned in federal court today before a U.S. district judge. 49-year-old Rana owns a Chicago-based immigration service. He's asked to be released on bond while he waits for his trial, but a federal judge has declined that request. Rana, who has no previous criminal history, has been held in the Metropolitan Correctional Center as his attorney tries to win his release. For NPR News, I'm Susie Ahn in Chicago.
Government sources and wire services say Iraq has executed Saddam Hussein's henchman known as Chemical Ali, who was allegedly involved in the gassing of Kurdish nationals in Iraq. This is NPR News. The Haiti earthquake is now considered one of the worst natural catastrophes of recent times, along with the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami and the 1970 Bangladesh cyclone. The January 12th quake is believed to have killed up to 200,000 people. Today, Haitian leaders and others, including U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, gather in Montreal, Canada, for a one-day conference on Haiti's long-term reconstruction. The Canadian foreign minister says forgiving Haiti's debt may eventually be considered. The nation's largest retailer, Walmart, is eliminating about 11,000 jobs at its Sam's Club warehouse stores. NPR's Craig Windham reports that, according to Walmart, the move is aimed at improving the quality of product demonstrations in the stores and not at cutting costs.
Most of the employees being laid off demonstrated products or handed out food samples at Sam's Clubs. Among them, Sally Grueling of Ohio, who says many of her older co-workers did not seem to comprehend what was happening to them.
A lot of the ladies did not understand what was going on. They had to be told several times that, no, you don't have to work today. You don't have to come into work tomorrow. This is it.
Grueling says her husband lost his job last summer. Walmart spokesman David Tovar says product demos and food sampling at Sam's Club warehouses are being outsourced to a marketing company called Shopper Events. He says laid-off Sam's Club workers can apply for jobs with that firm, which is planning to hire thousands of new employees. Craig Windham, NPR News.
President Obama is set to announce a series of initiatives to help people find jobs, and he'll be targeting people trying to care for both children and parents. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.